I want to go see them at some point.
It would be cool. It looks like an unbelievable light show that comes with it.
Yeah, I have friends that go all the time. They're like, I can't get tickets. And we all know that a big part of their history is located in the studio right next door and the support they got from our good friends at WNCX. So good luck to you if you get a chance to win that. We're looking forward to it. Okay, tell me about Mike Lombardi. What did Mike Lombardi have to say on the Bill Simmons podcast? I'm sure that, it's almost like if there's a little spark in Berea or anything that could be a little bit controversial, you know who's hopping on the pile, right? Mike Lombardi will have a take on it, and what do you have to say?
Well, so Bill Simmons Friday podcast does a sit down with Michael Lombardi. Finally got a hold of him, the two of them talking NFL. They cover the Jets. They cover the Giants. They cover all of the different messes going on. They're going to talk about the Jags a little bit later on in this show as well. But the one that we're focused in on is, well, the topic that everybody in the NFL seems to have some, or anybody in media seems to have a thought on, and it's Deshaun Watson. And so Michael Lombardi was asked about Deshaun Watson. They started talking about it a little bit, and Lombardi was asked, what does this guy kind of look like? Well, Lombardi had this to say.
That's your former general manager, Mike Lombardi. Could you imagine the meetings with Joe Banner, Lombardi? When Jimmy Haslam walked in the door here in Cleveland, he had to be like, what?
I think loud and opinionated.
Yeah.
And strongly opinionated with the two of them.
I'm sure there's probably no love lost between the three of those guys. But imagine what it was like. And, Jimmy was just walking in the door, first-time owner. I can't imagine what it was like to be in those meetings. I think it'd be actually kind of funny.
Has that crossed your mind at all with Watson?
Not really. Not until he said it. Maybe it's in the back of my mind, and I was hoping that that might not be true, and I'm still hoping that it's not true. I don't. When you watch him play, do you think? Like, there were points last year I would never have said that about him. When he was in that 5-game stretch last year, I hate the fact that we're hanging our hat on a 5-game stretch for this guy too, but. You're looking at it and you're saying, is he right? Is Mike Lombardi right? Is it Deshaun Watson got paid and doesn't care? That's Mike Lombardi's words. I can't buy that.
Correct.
I have a lot of trouble swallowing that.
I do too. And I think part of it is the fact that it's like, wouldn't all of us love to be in that situation where we could just be handed a whole bunch of cash? And what would happen if you were in that situation? Would you have the same drive? Would you have the same want for more? Would you have that? Or would you be someone who would go, I'm done, goodbye?
I think the problem sometimes is, and this is just for average folks.
Right. That's the thing is, we're talking average folks. I'm not portraying myself.
Well, I think sometimes you sit there and you go, I want this dream job. I want this dream job. I want this dream job, right? I know I can do this. I know I can do this. I know I can do this. And then all of a sudden says, okay, here's the chance. Do it. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. I got to do this now. I don't get it. And then all of a sudden you start, I always find it interesting, and this is non-football related, but I find it interesting that you might want a job and then all of a sudden you have a job and you might look at the person you replaced or the person who left before you, and then you realize how much work they actually did when it's your turn to do the job.
Right.
Or how much more work you might be willing to put in or things like that. I have probably found in most jobs that I've been in where I've had the opportunity to move up that I never realized, some of the things that you had to deal with. I know when I was doing TV, the sports director stuff, I never realized the drama that would be around me from other people that you don't think about. You're like, I just want to go out there and do a good sports cast. And then all of a sudden you're like, what? What's going on? But this doesn't apply to Deshaun.
No.
But I do think that sometimes when you get the job and you get the paycheck that you want, it is easy to kind of look and go, oh, well, I got a paycheck coming in here. And, well, I mean, I might be part. But the part that Mike might be right on is it human nature once you get
right.
that? Or is the net, like, the only person that hasn't really, I worried about that for LeBron. When LeBron first started, he got handed everything, money, fame, fortune, and he hadn't really proved anything in the NBA before he did it, and yet he's lived up to all of it, lived up to every moment of hype that he ever had when he was young, when he probably didn't deserve it, but he lived up to it. So you're like, okay, now I understand that. But I think human nature says, you get the big check, it's easy to not be in fifth gear.
Well, right. It goes a couple different directions. One of them is you get the big check, you never hear from the person ever again. The other one is the great phrase that I was always told, which was, if you were walking down the street with Bill Gates, Steve Ballmer, Warren Buffett, anybody that you want, Jeff Bezos. You can pick whatever combination of extremely rich people that are out there. If you walked down the street, there was a $5 bill sitting on the ground, the two of them would shove you out of the way to fight each other to get that $5 bill. That was always the phrase I was told with those guys of how they're wired.
Hmm.
And so I am not saying that that's Deshaun Watson either direction, folks. I'm just throwing that out there as a thing, as a thought. And so I hope not. I don't know. I'm not in Deshaun Watson's head, but I don't know. The things that I could point to that concern the hell out of me, if we're being real honest. This is courtesy of Nate Tice out of his piece on Yahoo here. The concept showing lack of faith in the quarterback and statistics back that up. Not a single one of Watson's five pass attempts on third and long, 7+ yard situations, went past the first down marker.
Is that by design, though?
I hope not. I mean, if you're third and long and you're not throwing the ball past the sticks, I don't know.
I'm just trying to replay those plays in my head. I'm trying to remember, did the ball die before the first yard, or was the route before the first yard marker? That's my question. If the route or maybe the release valve throw on a long, because everyone else is covered, is it right before? So I don't know.
Some of those screens, too. You could easily point to that, yeah, on top of it, of basically like the give up play of we hope we get this. But there weren't a whole lot of screens in that game to begin with. So, again, I don't know. I'm not in Deshaun Watson's head. But the fact that we're even having this level of a conversation,
yeah, but my
should
first,
be a concern.
My first thought on that is the play designed to be beyond the sticks? Because there have been plenty of times. So is at least one of the options beyond the sticks? That's probably the better way to look at it. Because I don't know that it's fair. You would think that in 90% of plays that offensive coordinators would draw up or call,
right,
that if you needed 7 yards, that someone's going to be 2 yards on the other side of the sticks.
Exactly.
But you also have to have safety valves to be able to go somewhere if those guys are covered, because good defenses know, well, they got to get 7 yards, so we better make sure that we're on these guys tight.
This is a real rudimentary point. Do we think Kevin Stefanski is a good coach? A good offensive mind?
Is he a good coach? Is he a good offensive coordinator? Right. Is he a good leader?
They go hand in hand. Just yes or no. Just yes or no.
Yeah, I tend to say yes. Yes.
That you probably have sub guys who are past the first down marker when you're looking for a first down.
I got to go back and look at the All-22, but yeah, okay.
Or you're running some form of a screen. Okay, like that's it. I know that's very rudimentary. I know we can poke holes in this. I totally understand that. But that's kind of the point of this. Is it's, I am not in Deshaun Watson's head. I don't know if he has basically gone, I'm paying, I'm happy, I'm good, anything from here is gravy. I don't think that is the case. I hope that isn't the case. But the fact that it's a conversation topic concerns the hell out of me.
Yeah, I guess so. The other part is that you have to kind of remember, you know, not only on this not being able to throw the ball, but the Mike Lombardi premise in itself. Like,
right. He's got axes to grind. We know.
Yeah, but and I don't necessarily, or is this just him saying, well, oh, look at me, I can make fun of the franchise again.
Well, I don't think so, because they cover like 7 different teams in the pod. So it's not like they just pointed and went, yep, Watson. Like, yep, let's do 10 minutes making fun of Deshaun Watson. Like, that's not there. It's analysis the whole way through. And we've got more from Michael Lombardi as well.
All right.
So
I know you guys want to talk about Mike Lombardi, so hang on the line, 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. This was not the only nugget that he dropped on that podcast. Would you say the other one's a little bit bigger?
It's going to upset some people.
All right. So if you want, get a cup of coffee, relax, and then we'll get you fired up when we come back on the other side. Again, Mike Lombardi, what he had to say about what's going on with the Browns right now, in particular the quarterback situation. Brian Anderson at noon, Tim May at 12:40. All these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menning.